Be shot, better shot, I'm a shot, be shot, I'm a shot. Asinto vasha tega
Skibby dibby dibby yo da da
Asinto vasha tega Better shut up me sha Bisha da vasha Asinto vasha tega.
Alright, I'm recording.
I am recording as well.
Let's do a clap sync.
Yes sir, let's do it.
1, 2, 3.
Wow.
Ooh, I feel like that was like a like 1 second off.
I thought there's no way it was a full second. You know what? I'm going to start having a positive attitude with it. That's kind of a theme. I'm always like, I'm going to have a positive attitude. And by the end, I'm awful. But I think,
you never do.
I never do. I think that one went great. That's what I'm going to say. I think it went fantastic.
You know what? You're right. I wasn't saying it's bad that it was 1 second off. I think that's a great thing. I think 1 second is good.
Exactly. I'm glad you understand. And speaking of being positive and happy, Joe, I have an idea.
I'm excited for your idea.
Okay, well, my idea is talking about our dreams and aspirations on TikTok.
Sure.
So as we are rounding almost this year's, now that summer's hit, we're getting close to like the end. It's exciting that 2020 is like already halfway over.
I know. I cannot wait for 2020 to be over, honestly.
Exactly. But what do we want to happen for the rest of this year?
Just want to have fun. I just want to have good experiences and have fun and just keep learning and gaining new experiences in general. In terms of TikTok, I have always used TikTok just as a platform to express myself, and I just want to keep doing that and just see how much more I can grow an audience and in general. And we can go into more specifics later. But what about you?
Generally, I just want to be the best that I can be. I really want to pull an Ash Ketchum and just...
Like no one ever was.
Exactly, exactly. And when it comes to
catch them is my real quest. Training them is my cause.
As I listen back and edit the videos for YouTube, I realize we sing for people who aren't like we're not that good of singers, right? Like we're not awful, but we're not good. We're not
Excuse me? I'm just kidding. I know. You're right.
We sing a lot lately. We've really just gotten cocky with it. We're like, I think I can sing. And it's like, oh God. Like you edit this out too. So I bet you're just like, oh God, what did we do?
No, I love it. Honestly, the parts where we're singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the parts where we're singing, I'm like, oh, this is good. Because I like it. I think it sounds nice.
They're highlights for you. You look forward to it.
Yeah.
That's good. Exactly. That's good. You're excited for your own singing, though. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm such a good
Mostly
singer.
You're singing.
Aw, thanks, Joe. I like your singing, yeah. Too. Now, look at that.
Thank you.
But for TikTok, I want it all. I want to take it all. I want the glory. I want the fame. I just hit 69,000 subscribers, so now I've got a big head.
Nice.
Or followers, and now I'm obsessed with success. You know, ever since my YouTube channel just got wrecked, I'm like, well, it's to TikTok for my success. So, I want to be the most successful history TikToker. I don't know who I have to go up against. I don't know who my competition is, but that's the goal.
You know what? Now that you've said that, I want to be the most successful history TikToker because it's always good to have competition. So now that
I already have Joe, I don't need you. I have competition. You don't need to join this race. This is like
fine.
The registration already happened. It's like everyone already registered. We're lining up, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I'm here too. Wait, and you're running up, and we're like, no, registration ended like a month. You're like, no, I want to be a part of the history race. And we're like, God, you did. I remember one time we did a history quiz, and you did know something, and I was impressed by that. So you know what? Maybe. But I swear to God, if you start doing history stuff, I'm coming for you. I don't know how I'm going to get over to where you live, but I will find you.
I actually really do enjoy history. It was always one of my most interesting subjects to learn about in school. I studied philosophy, which is a lot of history, as you can imagine.
Oh yeah, that'd be hilarious. You just steal my story. You just steal everything. You're like, I'm.
You're like, I was actually thinking about changing my name to Jake.
Yeah, just, hey, what's up? It's Disney Jake. I'm here. What's happening?
Actually, I would, if I was going to go through the effort of changing it to Jake, I would probably go with Jake Trumper. I don't know where I heard that before. It has a ring to it.
It's not worth it. Don't take that last name. Trust me, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
History.
Anytime.
The history, Jake?
I had to stop getting into political debates on Twitter because my last name's Trumper, right? So even if, no matter what, even if I'm agreeing with someone like left-leaning or disagree, no matter what, if I comment on something, someone's like, hey guys, just a heads up, this guy is clearly a infiltrator, faker. He has the Trump stuff in his last name, so it's a secret thing. It's like a secret code Trump supporters use to know that
they're not very secret. I was like, it's not very secret for a secret thing.
Yeah.
Have it in the name.
But yeah, people accuse me. So I can't I just don't talk politics anymore on Twitter, because they'll immediately be like, yeah, there's a whole thing where they'll just change up their last names. This guy's a bot. I was like, oh, no.
On my Facebook page, I do talk about politics.
Dude,
because they're not public.
No, I'm scared to talk politics. I'm scared. I defended PewDiePie the other day, and then I was like, why am I doing this? It's not worth it. I need to stop. I made a vow to just stop. Stop it all. Well, stop all politics.
My posts are mostly like Black Lives Matter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so if somebody disagrees, it's stuff that I feel like you would have to have like a really messed up moral compass to disagree with. But then sometimes people
it's
do post.
Sketchy. Yeah. No, I know exactly.
And like, obviously I hurt their insecurities, and rather than confront it on their own, they lash out at me. In my mind, hopefully I just allow them to subconsciously on some level maybe make some connection. Like, maybe they would ask themselves, why did that make me so upset?
Joe, you were like, right when I started bringing up politics, the second I said politics, I turned on that road. You were like, I've been waiting for this. Turn it up. And then you're like, I'm ready. This is what I wanted to say. I feel like you've been sitting on that because you get mad. Understandably so. I'd be upset. Well, that was a very...
No.
Like, the way you psychoanalyzed.
No, honestly, I...
Like, now, Joe is sitting with that one. Like,
it's funny that you say psychoanalyze, because me and one of my friends, we were talking about this girl that I had matched with on a dating app, and she described herself as creepy yet cute in her bio. So I was like, I'm gonna talk to her more and just find out like what exactly does she mean. So I'm talking to my friend because we're on the phone as this is happening, and we're psychoanalyzing her together. Why would you describe yourself as creepy in your own bio? So we get to the bottom of it.
Oh, so you guys are talking after you psychoanalyzed someone. You're like, all right, I'm gonna dive into this. Is that part
not really.
Are you looking for a significant other for the rest of the year? Is that another dream and aspiration to finally find love?
Yeah, but this girl, we matched like yesterday or something. We're probably not going to. The day before or something. But it was just interesting that you said that, because me and my friend, I feel like people do that too. They psychoanalyze the people that they're talking to. Not that we're talking, but
I can feel it happening. There's love in the air.
So
there's love in the air. Sorry.
Jake, you have my dream job actually, since you're a radio host.
Oh my God, this is it. You are trying to steal my life. I knew it. You're coming for me.
Ever since I was a kid, there was DJ Jojo on the radio, and he had my name, since my name was Joseph. And at that time, I wanted to go by Joey or Jojo, but my, let's just say I was not allowed to have a nickname. I don't really know why. I felt ashamed to have a nickname. Is that weird?
Did your parents make you feel ashamed, Joe? Does this go back to you not being able to have the lemonade stand? You wanted to call it Joey's Lemonade Stand. You couldn't.
That would have been a dream come true.
Joe, I feel like you have a lot of dreams and aspirations that didn't get to fully flourish. And I'm sorry for that, but you don't need to steal someone else's identity, because you're a great guy, Joe. You're gonna get there someday.
Thank you.
You're gonna get there someday, buddy.
Thank you. All right. I do want to be a radio host, though. I think that would be really fun.
Well, come on over to Iowa, bro. I'll show you the ropes.
I've thought about that. If there was a position available, like at your radio station, and I had to move to Iowa,
well,
that it meant getting to be a radio host, I would do it.
I work for like a corporation that's like all over the United States, so I get updates. Like, there was an opening in like Boise. I was like, nah, I'm good.
I would move anywhere in the country to be a radio host.
Whoa. That's dedication, bro.
I would honestly move anywhere in the country.
Start making reels. Start making reels, bro. Start working on a reel.
I need your help. Ooh, I don't
here,
really
let
know
me,
like, what goes in.
Let me explain it real quick. To any people aspiring, here's the beauty of radio, right? Radio I joined radio about 10 years after radio died.
It's a good career trajectory.
The thing is radio can't get any lower. It hit its valley, honestly.
You can't get any deader.
But it's still a necessity. It is the most authentic form of something live. On no other thing can you just jump on, press a button, and be like, this just happened. Face to face, but how are you getting, like, no, but you're stuck in a, all of a sudden someone's driving down I-380, and if I hear about a crash, I am the only person who can just press an on button. For TV, for anything else, they have to get on TV. There will always be a necessity for it. There was a ton of light there. I mean, there's obviously people are still getting fired every once in a while, but that's just with any job. But, like, you don't have to worry about the mass thing, because that all happened in, like, the 2000s, which,
yeah,
RIP. But radio will always have necessity. So as long as you make yourself talented and useful, there is a job in that. And it's once you get into it, you're pretty set. You just need to get a foothold in it, and it can be a lifelong career. And I'm lucky. I worked hard for a while, and then now I get to work my dream job.
Honestly, I am so jealous. If you could help me get a job in radio, I will love you for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you got to make ways to get in. Know someone. Okay, you're there. Now you got to make a reel. So, doing like two tags. So just like pick your radio name and then pick a call sign. And you're like KBEA. Hey, I'm Joe Jazz. Whatever my name is.
ABCD. This is Joey the Josepher.
Don't do that. Do that. don't pick that name.
XDXD, joining you from California. It's me, Disney Joey.
XXX, it's me, Joey the Destroyer. And I'm telling you about
XXX, it's
rock and roll. No, all you need is a good reel. And then you need to send it out, reach out to the right people, find
openings. Just two tags, that's it?
Two tags and then a story. Like, pick a story to talk about.
Brought to you from XDXD Radio, it's me, Disney Joey, and I'm going to tell you about the time that I...
No, like a low, like a breaking story, something new.
This just in, Disney Joey pants live on air.
Perfect! Like that. Also, I don't think you could pick Disney Joey, because Disney's copyrighted.
No, you're not. It's just an example.
Dude, it's crazy how once you get into, like, I guess, quote unquote, like, show, I don't know. I feel like there's a difference between TikTok and YouTube. It feels like there's less at risk doing something copyrighted, right? But once you get into where FCC is paying attention, oh God, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying. It's like,
I can see that.
Yeah, you can't put, scary stuff. But, getting back to the dreams, and I guess we are in dreams.
Yeah.
I guess focusing more on the core of your dreams and aspirations when it comes to TikTok.
The abdomens,
yeah. You know, we want to make them strong, like Houdini, strong abdomen.
Well, if he had a strong abdomen, he could have survived that punch.
No, he wasn't ready for the college kid to punch him. The college kid was like, hey, you're Houdini, punch. No one's going to be ready for that. That's not his fault.
I might have been ready.
No, shut your mouth, Joe.
All right, I'm just kidding.
Never disrespect my boy. You understand me?
I did not realize that he was such an influential figure in your life.
I'm
so sorry.
I love this man, dude. He was such a crazy.
You know what? Now that I think of it, I do too. He was a legend for me growing up too.
Dude, he straight up just hated fortune tellers. Like, he'd just mess with them. Like, he'd go in there and just tell them fake stories to see if they'd go along with it, and they'd like bite it hook, line, and sinker. And after they bought it, like, he'd be like, hey, guess what? I'm actually Harry Houdini, you freaking idiots. You're wrong. And like, you'd just tell them off.
I wonder if he had a lemonade stand.
He seems like he may. Actually, probably not. I'm going to be completely honest. Lemonade stands back then probably didn't make sense. But you know what's crazy? He was so fascinated with fortune tellers and everything. He told his wife, he was like, every Halloween, go to a fortune teller, and if she says this word, I don't know what it was, if she says this thing, that's me coming through, and it is real. And to this day, and it got passed on to something, it's like a secret word, and no one's ever heard it. So it's not real.
Oh. Interesting.
Which is sad. I think it is real, but not. I don't know. It's a complex
fortune
thing.
Telling?
Yeah, but anyways, going back to the core, the core abdomen before we got distracted.
Yes. What? Yes.
What is like one thing you want to see happen on TikTok?
For me?
Yes.
So in the past week or two, I gained about 23,000 followers.
Whoa, in the last week or two? Last time I checked, like you were just like kind of plateauing. That makes sense?
Yes, you're right. For a month straight, I had 107,400.
And your
like
videos
that.
Are just like doing average?
Yes. Well,
like you were there. What happened? I didn't see what video blew up.
It was me saying to my brother.
Wait, Jeff. Jeff, that was poisonous.
Ah.
You only have 1 week to live unless everybody likes this and shares. Isn't that right? What are you eating?
I hate you.
And that's.
I hate you for that.
And I got like 60,000 likes, like almost 400,000 views, 3,000 shares.
I just need to. Why am I not baiting? That's so smart. Bait people, guys. If you're trying to be successful on TikTok, bait them. Bait those people. It's so easy. It's not easy. No, wait.
Prompt.
It's different. It's easy to bait someone, but it's hard to make that bait get onto the For You page. So the fact that you can make it interesting enough to get onto the For You page is what's impressive. Because once that bait breaks through and gets on the For You page, you're set, right? Like, you see your follower count be huge.
Well, if you can get people to share it thousands of times, that's also going to help it because they're going to share it and those people are going to share it, and it doesn't necessarily matter as much if it gets on the For You page. Of course, it did get on the For You page.
Yeah. But... Well, from what I've noticed, my videos tend to get more shares than an average video because they're dumb history stuff, and it just kind of stays in the circle. It doesn't... Because on a share, the people can't. They can't like it. You know what
I
mean?
They can go onto the video and
if I share it through Snapchat, they're not. Most of the time, when someone hits that share, it's like a share through Snapchat or a share through something where it's like log in, and no one's gonna be like, okay, let me log in, like this video. So a lot of the time, a lot of those shares are just through platforms that can't like let you instantly like it. You know what I mean?
You're right. I was actually happy that this is an interesting dynamic. I went to Europe and got a ton of likes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then the quarantine hit. So I'm at home posting like breakfast and dinner videos, and they were kind of dumb videos. Like, I just posted stuff that I thought was funny.
Yeah.
But every day I was actually losing followers. And I think I talked about this on a previous episode.
Yeah.
And I would gain some followers and I would lose some followers.
And that happens to everyone. If that ever happens to you as a creator, it happens to everybody. Don't let that be discouraging. Like, Joe wasn't bad or anything. It's just people are like, ugh, this isn't exactly what I was expecting. So it's no one's fault. Yeah.
So I needed a couple of videos to go viral. So about two or three of my videos ended up doing fairly well. There was one that got 60,000 likes. There was one that got like 10 to 15,000 likes, and there was one that got like, there were actually several that got well over 1,000 likes. So what that means is, and I got a bunch of followers from them. So what that means is people were following me for my new type of content, not my Europe content, not my Disney content, but my breakfast and dinner content. So they're not gonna, that means I built a new fan base, because they're not gonna unfollow me when I post more of these videos. They're going to like my videos, and that's gonna help them grow. So if you're consistent in what you're posting and you are, and it's different than what you were posting before, especially in like a quarantine where you're not able to go to Disneyland or whatever, and you're able to build up that new fan base, that's going to help you keep growing as well.
Well, Joe,
by being consistent.
Congratulations on that. I think I'm actually going to steal your idea, which leads me into the next topic. Don't be afraid to just steal from your friends without even asking them. Notice how I'm not letting Joe speak or anything. I'm just going to completely steal his idea and hope he's okay with it.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that, or else my name isn't Jake Tremper. Thanks for joining us on TikTok Radio. My name is Jake, and joined by Jake, we are...
we are Jake Squared.
We are the Jakes. Jiminy, Jacob Josephson.
Joe, where can they find you?
Disney Joey on TikTok, as well as Joey Cooks. My other podcast is t1podcast.com. That's where you can find the first podcast. Check out bluehost.theonlytiktokpodcast.com, which we didn't really talk about it, but Bluehost, and the link is in the description if you are looking for a service to host your website.
Seriously, it's very helpful when you're trying to host a website. Like they help you out with everything you need.
That's true.
They the real ones.
And that's it.
Okay, bye.
Instagram is follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Disney Joey 1, I think.
My name is
either Disney Joey or Disney Joey 1.
You don't even know. You're promoting. You're like, go find it. You'll find it. It's worth it.
It's one of the two. It's a picture of me.
I'm Jake Trumper, TRUEMPER on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everywhere. Just go find me and you'll have a great time. All right. Thank you very much.
It
have
is
good...
Disney Joey 1.
Oh, Jesus. There we go. We got it. Thank you. I'm glad you fixed that
now,
one.
Now, I know that you didn't want to do any, like, necessarily focus a lot of time on tips for this video, but I did have one tip that I wanted to go out on, and I think it's a really good one.
Okay, do it.
You could always start a lemonade stand. And we'll just end it there. All right, I'll stop recording for this one.
No, don't stop recording, Joe. I want you to remember what you said. Just think about it.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, think about what you said, Joe.
All right, I think about what I said. I'm happy. I'm happy with what I said. Hey, what happened to happy, Jake?
Brought up a lemonade stand too many times. I don't care you ever repressed childhood memories. Stop mentioning the lemonade stand. It's dead. It's done. You missed out on it, Joe. Get over it.
Fine. I accept that I never had a lemonade stand.
All right. Sorry.
Somebody in the chat who joined 10 minutes ago says that was a short episode, lasted 10 minutes.
Oh, that's
hilarious. Were actually recording for 10 minutes before that.
That's hilarious. All right. Let's All right. Let's stop recording this one.
Maybe we should go for like one more minute.
Nope. I'm done recording. I'm pressing it now.
Okay. All right.
Bye. Bisha, Vedajara, Misha, Vishadavaja. Azito vaja tega.
Skibby dibby dibby yo da da.
Azito vaja tega.
Vajara misha vajara vaja.
Azito vaja tega.